right. See you, Coach Dustin. Peace. Congratulations so far on the season. Obviously, the work's not done yet. But to be 12-0 at this point, I mean, what has been the key to that?
Just the mature group and the, you know, we built it up to get to this point, you know. Having 13 seniors, this is their third year in the program. Mm-hmm. This will be their third time playing, practicing on Thanksgiving. This is something that we've kind of expected, but worked for as well, so and prepared for. So, you know, being 12-0 is great and all, but it all comes down to this next week, you know, and that's what it's about. And that's what we built up our moment for.
Yeah, I'm talking to Pat Nugent yesterday. They're pretty confident because of how close they came here. So, I mean, what do you have to do, if anything, differently in that game, or do you have to do the same way you just did to win?
You know, I think both teams do what they do, and they do it well. I don't think teams at this, at any, you know, 4A, 5A, 6A are going to do anything different than what they've done to get them there. And I think most coaches that are experienced, like Coach Nugent and all the other coaches that are still playing right now, know that you got here for a reason. You got here doing the things you do well. And we're going to continue to hang our hat on that. And you saw a little bit of that on Friday night last week. You know, 45 carries, never in my life would I have thought that was possible on top of playing all the defense and doing what he does. But, you know, we hung our hat, we know on what we do, and we were in an overtime situation, things that we practice. Another scenario we were in last year in the semifinal game up at Snowflake. So, man, those feelings started resurfacing, you know what I mean? And but we practiced it, and as soon as we knew we were going to overtime, we've been there before and we've experienced. So it really helps to have that level of experience. And it showed on Friday night because, you know, one mishap by any player, you know, at any time is the season, you know.
Was that one of the most gut-wrenching games you ever coached?
It was everything. You know, I felt really weird after the game, like just my body. And then, yeah, never experienced that. You know, because it's up and down moment, you know, score a touchdown, they kick a field goal, we don't, or they do, you know, you get a stop. It's all over the place. And what it come down to is just, you know, individualizing the play. You know, what is the next play? Like the kids told me we kicked two field goals in overtime. I was like, we did? Like they just told me this. I was like, we did? Because all I remember is what, you know, the play at one play at a time and really trying to focus on that. And, you know, our kids had every opportunity for their backs to break in that scenario. And I was not perfect as a coach either. But when you have an experienced group like this, they take care of business and do what they do well.
Yeah, you brought up Snowflake. I talked to Evan Greer. He had a big game last year in that game. Guys came so close, and it was a semifinal game. So, I mean, what can you take from that experience, being so close? And you said that motivates him, that drives him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we only get tougher because of what happened last week. We only get better for what happened in Snowflake the year before. You know, I mean, just human nature is when you experience something in life that's difficult, you're going to, the next time that situation or any situation arises, you got thicker skin, you got stronger belief, you got all that kind of stuff in our corner. So, you know, some coaches could be like, oh man, they may be, or just in general fans might be thinking, you know, if you're your favorite team, you know, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Steelers, you know, they have a bad week. Oh, maybe they're on the downswing. But if anything, if we come out of a four overtime game, to me, just shows how resilient we are. And if we made it through that, what else can, you know, can be as challenging? You know what I mean? Like, and we were down the entire game. We didn't lead that game until the very last play of the game. So, so with that said, you know, we've had our backs against the wall all night, and they were a good football team, and it wasn't a clean night for us. And we know we learned a lot from it, but you know, that's what adversity brings, is a better team.
You've been here before. Coach News has been here before. I'm talking about this late in the playoffs. Yeah. And then you got Sabino McBrayer. He's in the championship. He went to the semifinals before. Eric Rogers at South Point. How big is it to have a system where it's proven and you guys know, the players know what to do each time? Because it seems like the four teams are really successful. They do it the best that way.
Yeah, you know, success keeps breeding. Yeah. You know how it works. And you you know, it isn't just a fluke situation, right. You know. Sal Point's always good, Sabino, and Mike has proven themselves, and obviously we've been working hard too, you know, and it goes for all the other teams that are still alive right now. Right. You get some new faces from time to time, but the consistent programs, and that goes with consistent staffs and coaches that have been consistent in the area. You know, I know Coach Nugent's new over there, but he's a legend in Tucson, so he knows how to coach, and that kind of experience shows out, you know, when you're playing this late in the season.
Is there a different feel since this is a playoff game than it was before? Maybe you guys text each other a little bit different this time? Or
I told him, you know, me and him told him, man, it's just two good football teams get a chance to play again. And actually, to me, it felt a little more relaxed this time. Last time was a little bit more just, you know, they got us the time before, and there was some of that going on, and now we're both just fighting to stay alive, you know what I mean? So I think we both know what we do, and we feel confident that we didn't play our best game either, so I mean, we're excited about that opportunity to play them again. So it'll be another fun one without a doubt, but I think it's for our kids too, you know. Right. Our kids aren't as amped up for this, you know, whatever type of, you know, not even a rivalry, but just two good football teams get to play each other, and it's good football.
Great. Well, best of luck to you. Hope you can get another one. You know, 2009, you went unbeaten.
Thank you.
And you put a lot of work into it. I remember 2 years ago, and you only had 8 seniors, right? Now you have 29.
That's this group, you know. That's this group, and that's what we've been building for. And, thank you. I appreciate what you do for us as well, sir.
Thank you. Well, best of luck. We'll see you Friday. Thank you.
All right, brother.
I got Ryan Mattson here, a senior at CDO, tight end. Do you play on defense?
Yeah, linebacker.
Linebacker, okay. So one of the 29 seniors on this team playing for a 4A championship.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're undefeated. Just talk about what this season's meant to you so far.
I mean, we've been grinding for a long time. It's been 3 years. A lot of us were up here our sophomore year. We had faced a lot of adversity over the time, and this year's kind of all starting to click together. We're working as one.
The passing hasn't been as much as like years past because of your strong running game with Caden. But when you guys do pass, it seems like you're in the middle of it. Just talk about how you contributed this year so far.
Yeah, our run game is what we focus on. We're going to run the ball as many times as we can. That's what we hang our hat on. But we're able to get some cracks every now and then during the games. Just defense is falling asleep. But, I mean, we're just run the ball all night long.
Mm-hmm. In that previous game, it's Mike Amount, you had that big catch from on a third down play, I think it was.
Sure.
And it later on resulted in a touchdown, I think, from Caden, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So just talk about, I mean, what do you remember from that game, and how much will that help you guys on Friday?
No, it was a great game. Mm-hmm. We definitely did not play our best game at all, but, I mean, we were able to pull out the win. I think this year, I mean, this week, mm-hmm. we have a better game plan, good practice schedule. We got some time off. The rest of the bodies were working really hard. We're just taking that game, watching the film from that game, and seeing what we can do better now.
What's been the key to be 12-0? I mean, that's not easy to do, obviously.
No, it takes a lot of focus for sure. I mean, we've been working really hard a lot. I mean, we have a lot of experience, so we know what it takes. So I guess we're kind of just going off of that.
And McClellan, how has he come around? I know he had a great, more passing yards last year, like I said, but he's been able to be patient because, you know, the running game is so potent. How has he held up?
Yeah, he's super selfless. I mean, he'll do whatever we ask him. He don't care. He just wants to win. Mm-hmm. He's a great teammate. And, yeah, he can throw the ball too, but, I mean, we're just a run team. That's who we are. We got the best offensive tackles in the state. I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, and you're a tight end?
Yes, sir.
So do you pride yourself on your blocking? How would you rate yourself as a blocker?
Yeah, I know. I definitely focus on blocking 10 times more than route running, catch the ball. I love blocking a lot more. It's fun. I like it.
Okay, and then what's it going to mean to play Mike Amount again here like you guys did about 5 weeks ago?
It's always good. I mean, we won the last one. We know they're going to come in hot, and they want to win bad. Mm. We want a little bit more, and I think we're going to take it to them.
CDO has been unbeaten before in 2009 under Coach Pease's first year. How important is it for you guys to make him another state? He's been waiting so long to get that state championship again. Yeah. How important is it to you guys for him?
No, he's worked super hard for us, and we know how much it means to him. I mean, sometimes he comes in and he says he doesn't sleep at night because he's watching so much film, and he wants to go. And it meant a lot for us to get him there to that another 14-0 season.
All right, Ryan. Well, best of luck Friday. Hopefully you guys will move on to the state championship game. This almost feels like a state championship
game. Yeah, no, it definitely has that vibe.
Yeah, so best of luck in that and congratulations so far.
Thank you.
Got Evan Greer here, junior, defensive end, right?
Yep.
Do you also play any other positions? Or?
I played a little bit of running back this week, and I play fullback or tight end if they need me there.
So. Okay. You're a junior only, so you're tasting some huge success at a younger age than a lot of these 29 seniors. But having those seniors on the team, how big is that for you guys?
It's just like really nice for us because they have a lot of experience and it's a lot of bonding. We've been together for almost 4 years now, about 4 years for them, right. 3 years for me. And yeah, it's just really, really good to have older experience.
Now, looking at your numbers as a tackler, I mean, more than half your tackles have been behind the line of scrimmage, if I'm not mistaken. You have like 25 tackles for loss. I don't know if you look at the stats or not. In around 50 tackles or a little bit more than that. I mean, how does that happen?
I'm just always putting 100% in to the plays. You can't take any plays off. You'll get hurt, and you're just going to show up for your team and make your coaches happy, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of your top games was last year's semifinal game, right? Snowflake?
I had a couple sacks, I think, that game, and a couple of TFLs.
Yeah, I mean, that was a semifinal game. So you guys have that experience going for you. How big is that you guys have played this far before?
We've been here before, so we know what we're capable of, but we're not going to let it slip through our hands this year, and we're going to keep making our run.
Yeah, you guys were up by 10 with less than 10 minutes to go. And they were able to tie it and go to overtime and win it. I mean, how much have you thought about that to get to this point now? Now you're back at that point again.
It's definitely something that's, like, been on my mind these past couple of weeks because we got so close last year and we were just short.
Right.
So we can't make that mistake again this year.
Okay. And then what can you take from the earlier Micah Mountain game from that one?
We just had to come out with the same confidence we did. Just trust what we know, trust what we do, keep our offense rolling,
Now, you're only a junior, like I said, so you've had such a phenomenal season. Any kind of recruiting vibes going on for next year yet?
No, not yet. Yeah. I haven't.
Well, that's going to come in time, yeah. So, and then Coach Peace, I asked Ryan about this. How much does it mean to you guys to win another one for him? Because he's waited since his first year he won one. He hasn't won one since. So
it's something we definitely want for him. He's a great coach, great person. Always he puts us before the team,
right?
And he cares about us as people, so that's something. And he cares.
Yes,
that's what we want as a coach.
Great. Well, best of luck Friday, and then going on to the championship, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
And congratulations on the season so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.